Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics, joined by head coach Corey Neilton ahead of the weekend. Early face-off tomorrow. Got to make way for the England soccer ball. Yeah, but yeah, there you go. Yeah,
love me some soccer ball.
But now on the serious side, Manchester, we always talk about the smaller rink. As a coach, how different do you have to plan a game in Manchester than you would when you were at home?
Yeah, that's another reason why this league is so complicated to coach in, because you go into, you know, these small arenas, and then you're into a big, massive arena, or you're into a fight with square corners. There's lots of different sets and different things that you have to, you know, problem solve for. And for me, it's just, especially in these little rinks, it's hard to rein people in when you make mistakes with a puck. If you're going east to west through the neutral zone, you just can't keep your feet going to obviously recover your defensive positions. So especially through the neutral zone for us, we're going to have to think, you know, pretty vertical, getting it behind their D, pretty simple game plan, and obviously protecting your goalie as much as you can.
That's a good point, actually. A mistake's maybe often more costly in a rink like that. There's just so little time to react.
Yeah, things just happen so much faster. So you take a step, you make a bad pass, and if you don't think quickly and you don't, you know, stop and recover fast, your brain's not moving as fast, and it's obviously you're just on the wrong side of things, and then things tend to go the wrong way.
How encouraged were you by what you saw in Dundee in that overtime victory to take forward?
Yeah, I was really encouraged with how they play, with how the boys played last week in entirety. But you know, obviously, you know, they're so disappointed in results, obviously, with Fife, and it was hard. And but the reset and their battle level, they continued to go, continue to push. That was pretty impressive. And the fact that they could get a result at the end, it's good for them. It's good for their confidence. Again, I saw another forward step in their body language and things like that this week. A little bit more cheerful. Obviously, we're still not exactly where we want to be as a group, but I'm pretty happy with the progression.
Cardiff here on Sunday, what sort of big threats will they pose for you, and from where?
They're a pretty balanced roster. They've been good for, you know, a lot of years. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to be at our best, as we are in Manchester. I mean, every team presents different solutions. You know, for us, a big key right now is just not getting behind and having some confidence around the net. At the end of the day, goals win games. I mean, goaltending has to be good, obviously, but you know, when you're scoring one goal a game and things like that, it's tough to win. So for us, just to get a little offensive chemistry and give our goalies something to work with, that would be a good start in the right direction.
Going to be short benched, obviously, but even further now with the two young lads, Jack Hopkins and Archie Hazeldine, on Great Britain under-20s duty. How good an opportunity is it for them this week?
It's a fantastic opportunity. As you know, it's been discussed in the past, I've worked with these young men for a long time. They're both high character people, and you know, we're wishing them well. I think they have a really good step up on a lot of the guys there, because they've been playing high level hockey here, playing very fast, practicing very hard, and they've been getting some good opportunities. So the thing for them is just to go out there and do their thing, fit into, you know, the new structure and system, be good teammates, and be very coachable. But you know, they both have, you know, fantastic ability, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do.
Thanks, Corey. Good luck for the weekend.
Thank you, Chris.